What's impossible they forgot. This world keeps spinning and with each new day I can feel a change in everything.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And this is a great little song I haven't heard in ages by Jack Johnson called Upside Down from Curious George, right?
It is from Curious George.
My guest this morning picked this song, Joshua Chris. He is the, let me make sure I get this right, the residential horticultural agent, that's hard to say, residential horticultural agent with the Santa Rosa County Extension Office. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so he was the one that selected. Why did you pick that song?
I don't know. It's just mellow. It's a nice song.
Curious George.
Yeah, I play it when I'm cleaning in the evening with my kids. I'll turn him on Pandora and we'll just run around the house and clean things up.
That's a good cleaning. I need to vacuum, so I would definitely, maybe I'll put that on when I get home tonight. So I'm glad you're here. This is our Santa Rosa County update. We get to do this every other week here on Pep Talk, and we always bring in different individuals from all over the county. And I was telling Joshua before we got started, when Sarah had told me that he was with the Extension Office, and I'm embarrassed to say, as much as I've been in this community, that I've said that many, oh yeah, go to the Extension Office or do... What is the Extension Office? Can you tell us kind of a Extension Office 101, exactly what y'all do and who you're affiliated with? Because I think there's a lot of people maybe that don't know, kind of have an idea, but don't really know.
Yeah, absolutely. So I give this little 1 minute speech before all of my classes.
Oh, good. Okay.
So way back during the Civil War, the federal government said that we don't know enough about agriculture and we don't know enough about engineering. Mm-hmm. And so they created the land grant university system, and every state has one. For us, it's University of Florida and it's Florida A&M University.
Okay.
We're the two sister universities for Florida. They're tasked with teaching because they're a college, doing research because they're a college. That was the initial thing for it. After a while, they realized that all the agricultural research they were doing in Gainesville didn't apply to Pensacola and it didn't apply to Key West.
Right. So, very different
And that's true in every state. But mm-hmm. They decided that it's not working for that, so they created research and education centers throughout the state. And so that way, they knew exactly how to grow everything you could ever want to grow up in here. Ours is in Santa Rosa County. It's in Jay.
Uh-huh.
They knew everything about everything you could want to grow here. Problem was, the average citizen wasn't getting any of that information. And so a little bit later, after they've created all these big systems, they created the Extension Service, and that's what I do. And so it's my job to read the research and talk to these experts and figure out exactly all of the scientifically backed, research-backed ways to grow everything from a lawn to row crops. And then I take that and I give that to the average person in very plain language and say, these are the proven methodologies for growing your grass or growing your crops or growing whatever. Now, I'm not the only one that does that. I do residential horticulture. So I do lawns, landscapes, and vegetable gardens and all kinds of that stuff. We have a commercial guy and he works with commercial horticulture, and he works with all their landscape companies and getting them taught how to apply fertilizers and how to apply pesticides and things of that nature. We have a row crops guy up in Jay, and he works with the farmers and does all that. We have a FCS agent, and she works with families, and she'll teach you how to budget and how to can things and how to do all kinds of stuff for your family. We have a 4-H function.
Wow.
And so we do all of our youth development through our 4-H function, and then we have a Sea Grant function. And his job is to talk to people about anything with tides. So he's very much about how do we clean up the water.
Is that would include Blackwater River? Coast?
He would know some things like that. So he and I, we have a lot of programs that cross over, because a lot of the stuff that you're doing in your lawn and your landscapes actually affects the watershed.
Of course.
And so all of that stuff that's coming off of your landscapes goes down into the Gulf.
Mm-hmm.
And so he and I work together quite often to try to educate people on that factor, on that front.
Wow. Well, now I'm feeling much more informed. I didn't realize it was so broad what you do.
Yeah, we do quite a bit.
Well, and we do have a show here on Pep Talk every Tuesday called The Garden Line. I don't know if you've heard about it, but
Mike Wiggins hosts it.
Yep. And he's constantly referencing the UF Extension and the information that you have, because that's what his show's about, is gardening and residential lawnscapes and that kind of thing. So we need to get you on that show, I think. We have to talk to Mike.
It'd
be fun to have you on there, because we take questions from listeners who then find out what do they need to do now to get ready for spring, those kinds of things.
Yep.
So it's very interesting. So if someone wanted to reach you or had a question, how do they reach you? How do they figure out who the person is that they should connect with in your office?
So if you just call our main office line, you'll get our secretary and she'll direct you to whichever agent is most pertinent. And you can either leave a message or you can email us or however you need to get in touch with us, you can. I also have what we call plant clinics. So down in Navarre, on the first, third, and fourth Wednesday of the month from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., I have Master Gardeners. Master mm-hmm. Gardeners are my volunteers.
And where is that held?
In the Navarre Library.
Oh, okay.
And so they'll sit in there for those 4 hours, 5 hours, however long it is. And you can do anything. You can walk in there with a branch and throw it on the table and say, I don't know what this is. Or you can walk in there and you can say, hey, I had these huge ring spots in my yard and I can't figure out what it is.
Right.
And they will sit down with you and talk to you and help you figure out what's going on with it.
That's great.
And that then we do really that in great. Milton as well. Matter of fact, I have a Master Gardener in the Milton office right now.
Okay.
And she's willing to sit down with you and say, okay, so you want to... One question we get quite often is, what's the best grass for me to grow?
That is also on the garden line, by the way.
Which is a very in-depth question that not a lot of people realize how in-depth it is. And it really, we have to talk about the makeup of your landscape. Are you getting a lot of shade? Are you getting full sun?
Mm-hmm.
Is what's the pH of your soil, which, believe it or not, affects which grasses will grow.
We just talked about that. The acidity of the soil here is typically more acidic, is my understanding.
Yes, so that's why you'll hear on the panhandle, the number one grass is centipede.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because centipede grows really well in those like 5.5, 5 type ranges.
Right.
But for the rest of Florida, it's St. Augustine. And the reason for that is down by Miami, there's a big lime shelf. And so the acidity levels down there are much higher than they are up here. And so down there, they can grow the St. Augustine without having to apply a bunch of lime.
Right.
Up here, if you wanted to grow St. Augustine, you can do it, but you may have to apply a lot of lime.
Wow. Okay. So you have the good news is the Extension Office can have the answers for you.
Well, we can help you find the answer.
There you go. Okay. So in some of the things that you do then, what did you have any events? You did talk about the two Master Gardening classes. Are there some other things you could tell about us?
We do. So we have... I have a Master Gardener class that I'll start advertising here in about May.
Uh-huh.
And so what that is you sit down with me and you get taught very extensively into horticulture. You do not need to be a good gardener to go into that class. We will make you a good gardener. And then you work with me and my other Master Gardeners and you'll man these clinics and you'll work in our gardens and things of that nature and you'll become a very good gardener.
That's great.
And then you'll become somebody that's able to give everybody else advice. So I have that coming up in May. Our Sea Grant guy, he's got a Master Naturalist class coming up, which is similar to Master Gardeners, but they kind of go out and they teach people ecology more so than landscaping.
And unique to this area, probably,
yeah.
Right?
So he does that. And then our 4-H folks, they're doing a drive to collect things for the animal shelter.
Oh, that's
so
great.
So you can bring, if you have extra dog toys or extra mm-hmm. dog food or anything like that, you can drop it by our office and we'll get it to them. And then Matt, our commercial agent, he's got a GIBMP class coming up, which is...
And what is that?
Green Industries Best Management Practices. So if you want...
That's a long acronym.
It is. But if you want to be a landscaper, you have to be certified in that. And it teaches you how to apply fertilizer, how to apply pre-emergent herbicides, when you do these things, why you do these things, how to water properly. It's just a very in-depth class on lawn care.
Sounds like that would get you ready for a whole new career.
That's the idea, is that's uh-huh. for industry professionals.
Interesting. Okay, so where would I go to find out the information about all of this?
You can call our office at 850-623-3868, or you can just stop by. We do walk-ins all day long.
There. Where's your office?
I'm usually there all day long to do walk-ins. it's in Milton, right where Dogwood and 87 split.
Mm-hmm.
It's right there.
Right there. Okay,
we're right next to the library offices.
Oh,
we're actually kind of behind them, so some people get lost when they're trying to find us.
Okay, great. Well, we're going to come back. We are talking with Joshua Chris, who is with the Santa Rosa County Extension Office. I'm learning a lot this morning, so I really appreciate you coming in to be on the show. This is Pep Talk. If you have a question for Joshua, please text it in at 850-437-1620. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with Pep Talk. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking this morning with Joshua Chris. He is with the county, Santa Rosa County Extension Office. He's the residential horticultural agent. So I just heard about this new program that you're involved with called Butterflies in Motion.
Yeah, so
that sounds kind of neat. What is that all about?
So it's one of my volunteers created this program sort of separately from the Master Gardeners at first. And she's been running it for a few years, and it's basically a trailer that's a demonstration of a butterfly garden. And so she'll take that to a school or to a library or to a nursing home or anything like that, anywhere that they want to get their people out, mm-hmm. but don't want to have to spend a lot of money. So it's just kind of like a field trip that goes to them.
Oh, I love that.
So she's finally financially secure enough that she donated that program to us.
Oh, that's fantastic.
As far as that program's concerned, she's financially secure.
It's called Butterflies
secure
in Motion.
But yeah, she donated that program to us. And so now we're looking, this year is all going to stay the same, but we're looking to expand it in the future to speak to the entire pollination story. So we don't want to talk about just butterflies. We want to talk about all the bees, birds, bats, butterflies, wind, people, mosquitoes,
no,
flies.
No, wait, back up. You were telling me at the break that mosquitoes help pollination?
Some things, yes.
Wow.
Anything
this has been a learning morning for me. I'm learning so many things.
Anything that touches a male flower and then touches a female flower is a pollinator. So even people are pollinators.
Okay.
But so we're going to tell that story on one side of this thing, hopefully, and then on the other side we're going to talk about all the landscaping practices and all of the other things that help support the environment for those pollinators.
Wow. Okay. And so it's Butterflies in Motion,
right? But it's all very new. We just acquired this program, and so we're looking to expand it, and so I'm trying to get my folks in line. Matter of fact, we're teaming up with the Escambia County Master Gardeners on that because they've done quite a bit of work with it.
Excellent.
And so they're very good, and so we don't want to exclude them in the future of this. So
well, that brings up one of our listeners just sent in a question and said, let me see. Good morning. I just tuned in and heard Josh say they're hosting certain classes at the Santa Rosa Extension office. I live in Cantonment near the Ensley Extension office. Do you know if they host similar classes? Thanks and have a great day.
They do.
So do you all work together at all on some
projects?
Oh, no,
we do. So
okay.
Extension for the Northwest District in Florida, which is everything from Escambia to Jefferson County. We're unique even in the Florida system in that we have PIT teams. They're called Program Implementation Teams. So all of the horticulture agents across the entire panhandle, we all get together and we talk about our programming that we're doing.
That's wonderful. Wow.
And so sometimes... if Beth and I are going to run a... Beth is the Escambia County agent. Beth Holes.
Yes, and that's how a lot of times who Mike refers people to call her in Escambia County.
That would be the right person. That'd be the right person to call over here.
Okay.
But she and I sometimes will do cross-programming, and then so we'll get together, or we'll have something like the garden clubs put on a short course north every year. And that's just a real short 2-day gardening seminar kind of thing.
Right.
And they'll usually get me and Larry Williams over in Okaloosa County and Beth, and they'll get us all together and we'll different topics.
Well, I would imagine it's very interesting from county to county that it probably has some of the same problems, but also very different situations.
Well, so even our own county from Navarre to Jay is completely different. USDA hardiness zones, completely different soil, completely different climate. And so some of the things that you can grow in Jay, you can't grow in Navarre. Some of the things you can grow in Navarre, you can't grow in Jay.
Wow. So how do you keep it all straight?
Well, the first thing we ask you when you call us is, where do you live?
that's helpful information. Which zip code are you in?
and then we know exactly how to approach your issues.
Gotcha. Okay. So what are some of the questions that you're seeing now as we're into January? It's the beginning of the new year.
Oh,
I suspect there's themes throughout the year.
Yeah. So lawn care is pretty consistent.
Lawn care.
And right now everybody's wondering, should I fertilize? And no, you should not fertilize. Don't fertilize till tax day.
Okay.
And the reason for that is we're still going to get freezes. And if you're doing freezes after you fertilize, you're going to get a flush of growth, and then you're going to kill that growth, stress that grass, and you're going to have all kinds of problems. Another one that we get is, what kind of weed and feed should I use? And the answer to that is none of it.
Really?
You don't want to do pesticides at the same time as you do
fertilizers.
The reason for that, just temporarily, they're different. So we're going to do our first pesticide application in February, but I just told you not to apply any fertilizers till April.
Okay.
So if you're applying a product with both of those, one of those two products is ineffective.
So they're not helping each other out by applying at the same time.
So if you put them on in February, then that weed control product probably is doing what it's supposed to do. But all of that fertilizer, there's no root mass underneath that grass because it's all died back, which is why all of our grass is brown right now, because it's all died back. And so it's not dead, but it's dormant.
Dormant.
And so there's no roots, and all of that fertilizer is going to go right through the soil profile and right out into the Gulf. So you may as well have just ground up the dollars you spend on the weed and feed, or at least the feed part of it, and just thrown that on the ground because it's just as effective.
Okay.
So we generally shy away from weed and feed products.
So right now is the time in February coming up. Believe it or not, it's only a couple weeks away.
It is. That's when you want to start with your pre-emergent herbicides.
Pre-emergent herbicides. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's the first step.
Yep.
Okay.
And then cut back on the watering. Everybody thinks because it's hot, you have to water a lot here.
Mm-hmm.
The issue is the way that water moves through a plant is based on the 0.5-millimeter buffering zone on the leaf. And so if that buffering zone can take up water, then the water will move through that plant. So if it's real humid here, say in June, and you're throwing water out every day, all that water is doing is sitting on your roots and killing the roots of your plant.
Interesting. So then that explains overwatering. And is that true not just for lawn, like your lawn plants, so to speak, or your yard plants, but for potted plants as well?
Yep.
Because a lot of folks have a little bit of both in their yards.
That's the quickest way to kill potted plants is to overwater them.
That may explain what's happening to mine.
Well, the issue with potted plants is people say, oh, it's turning yellow, it needs water. And then they put a little bit in every day and not realizing you need to let it dry out.
Okay, I'm going to have to let this one dry out. It's a good thing you're here, Joshua. Talking with Joshua Chris, he is with the Santa Rosa County Extension Office. So if you've got a question, we'd love to hear from you. 850-437-1620. We'll be back with Josh on Pep Talk in just a minute. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Joshua Chris is here this morning from the Santa Rosa County Extension Office. And we were just talking about, we're going to try to get him on the garden line if we can, coming up soon. Josh, you've just helped so much with so much information already. If people need to get in touch with you, especially about, tell them again what you focus on so they can call you and ask questions.
So my main focus, my program area is in lawns, landscapes, gardens, vegetable or ornamental. Things of that nature, and then teaching you how to make your plants work in that environment and make them work in the most ecologically feasible way that we can do it.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that we tell you that absolutely no chemicals, and that doesn't tell you that we tell you all the chemicals.
Right.
We'll tell you, hey, make sure you're treating the plant correctly, and if you're still having issues, chemicals may be what you need to do.
Okay. And you do have a Facebook page, you said.
We do. So the Santa Rosa County Extension has a Facebook page, and you can find that one and follow us there, and we share a lot of things on there. But I also, separately from my Master Gardeners, I have one called UFIFAS, Santa Rosa County Master Gardeners. And if you go to that one and start to follow that one, we put little videos and little articles and things like that on there all the time.
Oh, great. Okay, I just got another text that came in from our listener, Bruce. Bruce says he lives in the county east of Gulf Breeze. He says, I used winterizer on my lawn in October. Ooh. Obviously put too much down on the parkway. Grass turned brown. Will it come back? What do you think?
So the grass will likely come back. Chances are, because a winterizer is something that happens up north when your grass is going to be under snow for months on end.
Right.
You do not need to do that here.
Okay.
And so basically what happened is it's essentially just a massive dose of nitrogen.
Mm-hmm.
So all of that went right through your soil and out into the Gulf. So you do not need to do that here. The grasses here naturally will turn brown in winter. And then as soon as we start to get rain and a little bit more of a higher temperature routinely in the spring, they'll come back and they'll turn green.
Okay. So there's hope for you, Bruce.
Yep.
There's still hope.
Yeah. No winterizer here.
So make a note for next year. We don't do the winterizer. Okay. Talking with Joshua with Chris with the Santa Rosa County Extension Office. And as he was saying earlier, he also does work with Beth over at the Escambia County Extension Office, which is good to know. Mm-hmm. And then you've got a couple Master Gardening events coming up, and you do have a Master Gardeners Facebook page. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, that's my Master Gardener Facebook page. And we'll tell you on there when the Master Gardener class is going to be. And one of my Master Gardeners came to me earlier this year. He's a really smart guy. And he said, you know, not everybody wants to be a Master Gardener, but some people want a little bit more knowledge. So I think this year we're going to try to do an Advanced Gardener course.
Oh, that'd be great.
Which is separate from the Master Gardener course, because the Master Gardener course comes with a whole volunteer thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we may try to do an advanced one, which just touches on a few subjects. And I'm probably going to try to do that one in like late February.
That'd be great. Because I'm sure there are people that want to be better gardeners.
Right.
And they really love gardening, but may not necessarily want to make the commitment to be one of the Master Gardeners.
Right. But we'll get into soils and soil type and how you manage soils and all kinds of things like that in that course.
Well, I was joking with him during the break. I said I had a black thumb. And what did you say to me? Which was really important. I heard you.
I said nobody really has a black thumb. What you have is a lack of knowledge.
And
if we can fill the knowledge gaps, then you'll be shocked how fast your black thumb turns green.
Well, I want to really make that my goal this year so I can have some thriving plants in my yard. That's my goal. So between you and Mike Wiggins, I ought to be okay.
Well, we hope so.
And do check out the website again for the Extension Office. You have a website there?
Oh, yeah, the UFIFAS Santa Rosa County Master Gardeners. That's our Facebook page.
Okay, Facebook page. Okay, perfect. Joshua, thank you so much for coming in this morning. I know you're busy, but you'll get busier as the season changes.
It's about that time of year, so yeah, we will.
All right, Josh, thank you so much for the Santa Rosa County Extension Office.